Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. What up, everybody? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's doing swell. I hope everybody's doing fantastic. It's another Friday here in America, all right? One of the most favorite countries in the world, all right? Because we like to have fun. We like to entertain. We like to spin narratives and shit, all right? This is not the home of the free. This is evidently the home of the brave, all right? If you're brave enough to do your debauchery out here in the mainstream media, me, I tell the truth, all right? I always say this. Not trying to be funny, but I'm just telling you the truth. I always tell the truth. I hope everybody's doing good. You know what I'm saying? Salute, salam. That's that Harlem thing. You know I'm not going to forget that, all right? So I'll tell the truth. Like, what we about to get into, I like to talk politics time here and there. I do a little, you know, I don't want to repeat myself. I do a little celebrity gossip and things of that nature. And most of all, I report local and national news, American news, and worldwide news, all right? Basically mainstream media, but not too much mainstream media. More of the local side, what's happening in your community, all right? I go in different cities, different towns in America, different counties and all of that. And look at the news that's being happened. Like, you see what I'm saying? But there's one news that's affecting all of us, the whole world. The whole world. This is worldwide news right here. And the topic is war. You know what I'm saying? What do people fight over for? We fight over land, we fight over resources, we fight over, I don't know, sovereignty, if you want to say. Sovereignty meaning uniting with another nation, you know, even though y'all have different walks of life, different aspects on how religion and politics, I don't know if you can mingle the two. I don't think it's conducive to nobody. You know, that's my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I believe in God. I definitely do. I believe in a higher power, the creator, you know, that created heaven and earth. You see what I'm saying? I believe in that. I know it's real, all right? I'm a grown-ass man, and I lived a life. You know, life is very simple. You see what I'm saying? Make sure you are occupied and you can pay your bills and you can provide and you could create an infrastructure, a foundation for you and yours, all right? Life is that simple, right? We all have dreams and aspirations and something that we're working towards our life to make it better for, or make a better tomorrow, right? Basically, that's all of us. That's all of us. That's what we're looking for, all right? Create some type of foundation. See what I'm saying? Nine out of ten, everybody trying to buy a house, all right? Pretty sure all of my listeners are trying to buy a house. Pretty sure all of my listeners trying to create their own business, trying to be an entrepreneur, excuse me, and try to create their own type of business, innovation, trying to invent a new, you know, device or an invention that will make it easier for everyday people to live their life, right? Basically, that's what we all are doing over here, all right? Some of us won't make it because we have mental sickness or I wouldn't say unwillful, but you got mental sickness and then we got like physical health problems that make you disabled from doing the things that we all do that we take advantage on an everyday basis. You see what I'm saying? Like, we got that going on. But war, what does it does? Like, fighting one another, killing hundreds and thousands of people just to prove your point. What does that prove? Like, I ran into this one article. It's kind of pathetic. To me, it is. But I don't. I wouldn't feed into news like this. Some news I just don't want to report. Some news I report. You see what I'm saying? That's why I started from the beginning. I only like to talk about news that matters. But this news right here, I can't feed into it because it sounds like a load of bullshit. It's a Polish leader, a Polish prime minister. He warns of a pre-war era, urges European nations to invest in defense. Instead of investing in education, investing in making new jobs and making a stronger economic structure, invest in defense. All right? If you have a gun, the world is a hammer. You see what I'm saying? I see, I'm a different type of dude. Peace is better than fighting. We could agree to disagree. We could disagree to agree. It doesn't matter. All right? But the only thing is, come together with a resolution that works for everybody. Like I said, a Polish leader warns of a pre-war era. War. Urges all European nations to invest in defense. Prime Minister Donald Tusk urges European nations to step up investments in their defense, saying the continent isn't ready for the current pre-war era. Tusk made the remarks during a recent interview with various European news outlets. I don't want to scare anyone, but war is no longer a concept from the past, he said before referring to Russia's invasion in Ukraine. It's real, and it started 2 years ago. And what he said, Russia has intensified its airstrikes against its neighbor recently. Russian missiles briefly breached a Polish airspace during an attack on Ukraine soil. All right, so Russia has some missiles that breached Polish airspace that prompted Warsaw, that's a country in Poland. That's a city, a place in a country called Poland. Excuse me, all right? And I'm looking at college basketball real quick, but hold up. I got to tell you this right here. Warsaw is a freaking city in Poland to put its forces on heightened readiness, all right? Because recently, Russian missiles briefly breached the Polish airspace during an attack on Ukraine that prompted a city called Warsaw to put its forces on heightened readiness. Warsaw is a city in Poland. Moscow has escalated its attacks. You know, Russia escalated its attacks on recent days, launching several missile barrages on the capital, Kyiv, that's in Ukraine, and hitting energy infrastructure across the country in apparent retaliation for recent Ukrainian aerial attacks on the Russian border region of Belgorod. That's another little city in Russia. On Friday, Italian news agency called AGI reported that the Italian fighter jets at a Polish military base in Malbork intercepted two Russian spy aircraft in the Baltic Sea. All right, that's what they say. This is what they say. They intercepted freaking a Russian aircraft. It's a spy aircraft at the Baltic Sea. The Russian aircraft were not authorized to be in that NATO airspace, the outlet reported. No one was harmed, and the Russian planes did not have any hostile intentions. The Prime Minister Tusk called for urgent assistance for Ukraine to defend itself and urged more cooperation between Poland, Germany, and France. We are living in the most critical moment since the end of the Second World War, he stated. I know it sounds devastating, especially to the people of the younger generation, but we have to mentally get used to the arrival of a new era, the pre-war era. All right. Hope I'm being transparent because I want everybody to listen to this right here. Tusk also called out Russian President Vladimir Putin for attempting to link the terrorist attack that happened last Friday on the Moscow Crocus City Hall to trying to link that terrorist attack to Ukraine without any evidence, evidently feels that the need to justify increasingly violent attacks on civil targets in Ukraine, the Prime Minister Tusk said, the Prime Minister of Poland, all right, these are the news that I see, so I'm like, bro, you know, this is crazy to me right here. I can't really take heed into this, you know. This sounds like you trying to start a war, all right? And then I said, on the last recent days, recently, some missiles, some airstrikes from Russia, missiles entered the airspace of Poland. You know, so now the minister is speaking up and saying some crazy stuff like all the European nations need to heighten up their defense and invest their money into the defense mechanism and things like of that nature, which, you know, this is a problem. You see what I'm saying? All of these weapons of mass destruction cost money. Think about it. You know, people need to eat. People need to learn. People need education, people need to work, people need to be occupied, all right? People need medication. We need to have more doctors and scientists out there working on different new innovation technology on medication so we can freaking move this world into an advanced state. That's what we should be thinking about, all right? These are real godly thoughts that I'm saying to you on this microphone. So hopefully people can understand. Hopefully this transparency is clear enough for you people to understand what I'm saying. We shouldn't be investing in no type of war mechanism to kill people and stuff like that nature. See what I'm saying? This is a war between good and evil. That's all it is. And sometimes evil makes its way in higher ranks. So you need to know how to prosecute those who abuse their power and cause problems, right? Need to know how to ask the right questions. You know, the appropriate questions. The questions that supposed to be asked. Not no silly questions. Like, okay, missiles into your airspace, didn't harm nobody. The spy that's coming from, that's, you know, that's their perspective. They calling it spy planes. We don't know what planes are those, all right? Could have been civilian planes from Russia. People that just have planes and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just coming out of the Polish minister mouth. Oh, they are spy planes. You know, they identify as spy planes. That's why people, when you listen to the news or when you read the news, you have to analyze what you read. Sometimes you got to read it 2-3 times so you could understand what the fuck you reading, the information that you're receiving. You know what I'm saying? You can't just take anything that comes from a person's mouth. You got to try to register it in your brain before you respond to it. You get what I'm saying? So that right there, I think they need to do a ceasefire in Ukraine, Russia, Vladimir Putin, and questions need to be asked in both parties. Vladimir Zelensky, he's the president of Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin. I don't know. Vladimir Putin seems a little suspicious. He's like, you know, things. I listen to the things that Vladimir say. I watch 60 Minutes. I watch various news outlets. You know, you could call me a journalist because I be seeking for the truth. You know, I study a lot. So I study different prime ministers, different presidents, different administrations, different government, different entities, you know, because different corporations, different business ethics. You know, I analyze it. See what I'm saying? So I look at what a person might do and how the person talks. And, you know, you got to, like, keep track of it. You know, there's people that got real good intentions and there's people that got bad intentions. And I've been saying this every time I do a podcast. Like, it's like my main message. See what I'm saying? Seek out the truth. Anyway, I'm going to keep it moving with some more debauchery news. Let me see what else is going on. We've been talking about Puff Daddy and his antics. We even been talking about 50 Cent and his antics. You know, he's been posting a lot of shit. He's going at it with his baby mama, Daphne. They've been going at it, and people been going on social media posting a bunch of nonsense. So we're going to get to it. Let me see what else is going on. I'm really going to just like probably stick to the news and stuff, because I don't know about the Puff Daddy things. You know, I'm going to talk about Puff Daddy. But I'm trying to figure out what topic to jump on first and stuff like that. Should I jump on women college basketball? Because I like women college basketball. You know what I'm saying? I like men college basketball too. That's my, you know. I like college basketball for real because those niggas really be playing. Like, sorry, excuse my French. I ain't mean to say the N-word. But, you know, them guys really be playing the game for real. Like, they desperately trying to get that win. And you know what I'm saying? I like to see those type of games. And the women, I like women college basketball because they play the fundamental game. Plus, and they use a lot of clever, you know, tricks. You see what I'm saying? So if you're a real ball player, you will watch both women and men college basketball because you can learn the game better. That's for the young guys and young ladies that's into the athletics and that has the talent for the athletics, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you have some very talented children out there. So watch both of them, all right? You can learn from a woman, too. You can learn from a man, all right? There's things that I've seen in the women's college basketball where, you know, like Caitlin Clarkson. Caitlin Clark, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, Iowa, you know. She's a very clever chick, you know, very clever. And she be hitting those threes, them perimeter shots, she be hitting them. Clever, you know what I'm saying? You can learn from her, from how she hit those shots. See what I'm saying? You got to study that shit. Like Georgia Amor, I don't think she got into Sweet 16 this year. She's Virginia Tech. I don't think Virginia Tech made it this year. They lost. They got beaten. I forgot who beat their ass. I don't even remember, but I damn sure watched the game. What's her name? Deja Kelly, North Carolina. She got beaten. I don't think North Carolina is in the doggone Sweet 16 neither. All right. So, and I like the way how they play. I remember Aaliyah Boston. She's now in the WNBA. She was, and Aaliyah Boston was playing for South Carolina last year, all right? Anybody that watched sports, that they know exactly what I'm saying is all pure facts, all right? Not gonna freaking make up anything. We have another superstar. I talked about her already. She played for goddamn USC over there in the Pac-12, Juju Watkins. You know what I'm saying? She's another superstar. She's a real giant female, you know what I'm saying? And she look good. See what I'm saying? She ain't even ugly. She pretty than a motherfucker. And she's a huge, huge female playing ball. You know what I'm saying? You need to check her out because she's something amazing. You know what I'm saying? I never let a female dunk on me. There was one female who was trying to dunk on me. I shoved her mid while she was trying to catch me. I ain't gonna let no female down. It's just, I got an ego, nigga. I ain't ashamed to say it. I got a little ego. You know what I'm saying? No narcissistic behavior in me whatsoever. But I got a little ego, man. I refuse to get dunked by a lady and shit. I don't want no lady dunking on me and shit. But if I get dunked on, I ain't get dunked on yet. I already told you, I had somebody try to dunk on my ass. I shoved the middle of the air. Like, you know, bitch, what the fuck wrong with you, nigga? Hell nah, bro. Stop playing with me, man. Like, you know what I mean? Yo, fuck out of here, bro. You're not doing that to me. You know, she laughing. She thought the shit was funny. You know what I'm saying? Man, like, fuck that shit, bro. You ain't finna dunk on me. You crazy. You done lost your mom. Yo, chill out. You know what I mean? But, hey, Maybe one day I might get done. I'm getting older anyway. I ain't like how I used to be. But I play with a lot of fury and stuff. I might be hurting tomorrow. But, you know, that's what I like to watch. Basketball and stuff like that. I ain't no huge sports commentator, but I'm all into it, all right? Okay, let me see what else we could get ourselves into tonight. I'm procrastinating. Should I talk about Diddy or not? I don't feel like talking about Diddy. I feel like talking about other news and shit. But 9 out of 10, I'm going to jump on something else. I don't want to talk about Diddy. Sometimes I let that shit marinate a little bit. You see what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers were talking about the man was in a plane trying to freaking go to whatever. He was trying to go overseas somewhere in the Caribbean, and he didn't go nowhere. He was there. The authorities talked to him. He even spoke out on Tuesday. I gave y'all the information in the last episode that I put out. So, nah, bro. We're going to get into something else. All right. This article right here that I'm looking at, it looks like it's a missing person, but she was found dead at the Arizona and California border. They don't have too much details on how her death happened. There's an ongoing investigation. Plus, there's an autopsy on how her death is. They found the vehicle in a remote desert-like place near the border and stuff. I think the I-10 right here in Texas stretched out all the way to Southern California. But that I-10 is a dangerous interstate to even travel to go to California. I wouldn't even recommend anybody to even drive through the desert, the Arizona desert. I don't know how this lady died. I don't know what happened to her. You know, hopefully, you know, there will be some details and updates, and I can follow up through this tragedy. All right. The missing woman name is Amanda Ninigar. She was found dead near California Arizona border, officials stated. She was only 27 years old. The search for a woman who had been missing since February 28th ended in tragedy as authorities announced that the body of Amanda Ninigar had been recovered. Last Friday evening, the La Paz County Sheriff's Office said in a statement that the 27-year-old was located deceased near the California-Arizona border nearly a month after her reported disappearance. Miss Ninigar was last seen alive on February 28th in Blythe, California, according to the county officials. Back on March 12th, authorities said that Miss Ninigar's vehicle was located in a remote area of La Paz County, south of Cibola. Okay, the family has been notified and issued a statement requesting privacy and thanked the public for their assistance in trying to locate Miss Amanda Ninigar. We ask that you please respect the family during this time and avoid spreading rumors and assumptions, the sheriff's office stated. The circumstances leading up to her death and how she died were not immediately available. This is still an active investigation, and a pending autopsy will determine the cause of death, officials stated. Ninigar's family released a statement about her death in a Facebook group chat. Find Amanda Ninigar. It is with a heavy heart that we must report to you all. She was found deceased last night, Friday, March 29th, 2024, and is no longer a missing person. We have many questions and have been informed that her death is being investigated. An autopsy will follow, the post read. Our hearts are broken and we will miss her dearly. Please grant our family privacy as we mourn the loss of Amanda Ninigar. Prepare for the days ahead of us. That's what the post had read. The La Paz County Sheriff's Office requested people not to call 911 and ask for updates on the investigation. You see, everybody nowadays want to do podcasting. Everybody want to do it. Everybody think that they can get paid to talk on the microphone. It takes a certain type of skill to do that, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not trying to freaking say that you guys are stupid or incompetent. You could figure the technique out, of course, but I'm saying it takes a certain amount of skill, just like athletes playing in professional sports. So not everybody could do podcasts. I know it looks real easy. I know it looks real simple. But can you hold the listener's attention? You know what I'm saying? Can you speak well in front of the microphone? Can you articulate yourself when you're trying to express your feelings? Can you doggone articulate to the crowd your point of view? Do you understand what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? So all you people who's trying to do podcasts, there's various ways on doing podcasts, very innovative ways. Reason why they ran after TikTok, because TikTok is an up-and-coming platform for podcasters. I bet you a lot of people don't know that, right? We're talking about Amanda Nienegaard. She went missing, and now she was found dead on March 29th. Like I said, I don't know what the cause of death. Hopefully, the updates, I catch up to it. And then, like I said, I'm not saying that she died in the desert, but that is a possibility. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we find out what's really happening, because every rock must not go unturned. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't want to hear about death, but I got to report this shit to you, because there's some people out there that's busy and very occupied. It's only 24 hours in the day, and I'm here to tell you the news. I'm here to tell you what the hell is going on. I don't want to hear this shit no more than you want to hear this shit, but we got to let you know, all right? Like I said, I gave you information. I-10, southern, southwest border, I mean the southwest of America, the United States. You know, when you're in, like, there's the I-10 west. Stretches all the way to Louisiana, I think, past Mississippi. I think it goes all the way. And then it goes all the way west to Southern California. Speaking of Southern California, shout out to Juju Watkins. You know what I'm saying? Yes, good job. She's a superstar. I'm telling you, she's going to the WNBA. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that I-10, that interstate, it's a dangerous, dangerous drive. I wouldn't do it. If I have to go to California, especially Southern California, I'm not driving on that interstate 10 West. I-10 West, I'm not doing it. You couldn't even pay me $1 million to do it. I'm still not doing it. You know what I'm saying? If I got to drive, I'm going to go north. If I got to get to California, I'm going north. I'm going all the way north, like I'm about to go to Idaho. And then go to Portland and stuff like that. And then I'm going to travel back down and go to California. I know it's way out the way, and there's some people like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to drive straight in. All right, you got some balls on you, because I'm not driving on no interstate west, because that is straight desert, all right? And it's straight desert. If you're going to do it, you better have at least, 30 gallons of gas in your car, and probably more than that. You're going to need that. You're going to need a lot of water. You're going to need supplies, food. You're going to need mechanic tools and stuff like that, because vehicles cannot endure that type of freaking, that environment, you know? That desert is dangerous. You know what I'm saying? It's very dangerous. And then, you know, the sun is burning. There ain't nothing out there. There's not even that many trees out there. It's just straight up sand. So you got to think about it. It's a very dangerous area. Anyway, we're going to keep it moving on some more news. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see what the hell is going on in America. I seen one headline saying that the Biden administration, or, well, President Biden is trying to doggone have an agenda for LGBTQ, and he's pushing it on Easter Sunday. I don't know. I just seen the headline. I didn't even really get into it like that, but that's something that I see. And, you know, I don't, don't even want to talk about the LG. I do talk about it. We do have episodes where we talk about the LGBTQ. Hey, I don't even have problems with you gay people. You gay, you just stay over there and be gay. Get that shit away from me. You know what I'm saying? There's gay people that be trying straight people and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? With me, I'm going to choose violence, so don't play with me and shit like that. That's sexual assault. You ain't supposed to be touching no man and shit like that. When the man done tell you, motherfucker, I'm not gay, don't fuck with me. I don't give a shit. Get the fuck away from me, motherfucker. I don't give a damn what you do. I don't give a damn. Fuck that. Whatever you do, and you making me, you looking at me thinking that I'm part of that fucking goddamn debauchery, nigga. Let me clear this shit up right now, bitch. Don't dare do it, nigga. Or there's gonna be a lot of issues. You might have to call the police fucking with me, goddamn it. Don't do it! Anyway, we're gonna see what the hell is going on. I already told you guys, I try to keep this shit like that. Like at 40 minutes, and I try not to curse a lot, but this is Spotify. I can curse a little bit. I don't gotta, you ain't gotta get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the radio station. This ain't no goddamn national syndicate radio station. This is podcast, goddamn it. Internet radio. You can listen to anything that you want. You can listen to some music, and then you can listen to somebody who got goddamn sense. Ladies and gentlemen, for that, I'm being real, goddamn it. And plus, I was doing music, so I don't. I put out an LP on the musical Discord. I told you I got a Discord. It's really a musical Discord. Put out like 3 songs. Yeah, I do music. I'm pretty sure I'm good at it. I'm 100% sure that I'm good at it. It's just that I don't want to partake in the American music industry. If I was somewhere else, like in South America or Canada or Europe or Africa or Australia, I definitely would have partaken in it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to do music in America, I'm probably going to do country music or rock alternative music, because I don't think I would produce hip-hop music, because you people be acting up. Y'all live a facade. You got a person running the hip-hop music industry, and they don't even know nothing about hip-hop and things like that. They got these young boys killing each other. They got these young females acting real silly and goofy and stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't really want to deal with none of that right there, you know? I ain't got time for that. Look at P. Diddy. Look at all the trouble. He's a music mogul. And look at all of the trouble that he got himself into. I already gave you my opinion about Mr. Sean Combs. But let me see what else they got on here. All right. There was an incident. It's in Indianapolis, Indiana. It was a shooting in downtown Indianapolis. 7 juveniles wounded. They were wounded from gunshots in downtown. The victims were between the ages of 12 all the way to 17. 7 juveniles were wounded Saturday night in a shooting in downtown Indianapolis, Indiana, according to the police. The victims were between the ages of 12 and 17. Like I said, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department said officers responded at around 11:30 p.m. in the afternoon to the intersection of South Illinois Street and West Maryland Street after they heard gunshots in that area, news sources reported. And then officers arrived at the scene and discovered a large group of juveniles, including 6 with apparent gunshot wounds. They were wounded from gunfire. One victim was transported to a local hospital in critical condition, but has since been upgraded to stable condition. The other 5 victims were transported to the hospital in stable condition. The other 5 teens. Investigators reported that a 7th victim arrived at the hospital with apparent gunshot wounds. So there's 7 people. Police said that the victims is listed in stable condition, all of the victims. No suspects have been in custody ever since this occurred, the situation in connection with the shooting. But the investigators said more than one weapon was used in this incident. This happened in Indianapolis, Indiana. You know what I'm saying? It's a little thugged out over there. I'm starting to realize. Told you, it's, these kids playing with guns like they got damn toys, I'm starting to realize. There's another article, too. All right. You know, I used to knock these out on a regular basis, but a man is busy now. Always got to keep reminding my listeners about that shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Indianapolis. That's a crazy state right there. So I think it's a blue-collar state. A lot of jobs over there. Truck drivers and things of that nature. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Georgia mama found guilty of a murder after allegedly attempting to kill daughter's alleged child. I got to see what the hell this is about. All right, let me see what this is. See, they ain't even let me read the whole thing. They just gave me a piece of the the heading, the news coverage. A Georgia mother, she was found guilty of murder after allegedly attempting to kill her daughter's alleged child abuser. Danielle Harris, that's her name. She's only 42 years old. She was found guilty of multiple charges, including felony murder, aggravated assault, and conspiracy to commit aggravated assault. A Georgia mother in the state of Georgia accused of attempting to kill her daughter's sexual abuser was convicted of murder and other charges after another person was shot and killed in this incident. Danielle Harris, 42 years old, was found guilty of felony murder, aggravated assault, conspiracy to commit aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. This is in the state of Georgia. You know they got different charges. On March 31st, 2020, Harris allegedly discovered a video of her daughter, who was only 12 years old at the time, involved in a sexual act with a man later identified as 22-year-old Antonio Harley, according to news sources. The following day, at around 3:30 in the morning, Harris reported the information to the police. The DeKalb County police officers of the police department special victims unit, according to the investigators. The officer told Ms. Harris that detectives would contact her and warn her not to let her anger get the best of her and not to attempt any revenge acts, right? That's what they told her. But hours later, Harris drove a large group of people to the apartment complex near the intersection of Wesley Chapel Road and Snapfinger Road to confront Harley. Evidently, that's where he lived at, right? For the alleged sexual abuse to her daughter, and three people in the group were armed with handguns. This is Georgia. Okay, at around 1 p.m, Harris told her daughter to point out which apartment Mr. Harley lived in. She told her daughter. Like 1 p.m, then Harris then knocked on the front door with the rest of the group behind her. Harley did not open the door. Instead, he went around the side of the apartment building to see who was knocking on his door. Then Harris and the rest of the group then began to chase Harley, but he managed to make it back inside his apartment through the back door. Right after Harley closed the door, one person in the group fired their gun, striking Harley in the chest. Harley's brother, who was inside at the apartment at that time, shot back as he tried to protect himself and five of his younger siblings. Then Juwan Newkirk, that was part of the group with Miss Harris, all right? He's only 19 years old, who was part of the group Harris brought to the apartment, was shot and killed in the exchange of gunfire between, you know, the 22-year-old, I guess his brother was inside, he lived with his family. Two other people involved in the incident were also charged, okay? So Juwan Newkirk, 19 years old, he was part of the group. He was killed. DeKalb County Superior Court Judge Asha F. Jackson, who presided over this particular trial, sentenced Ms. Harris to life with the possibility of parole plus 5 years. So she got sentenced to life plus 5 years. Two other people involved in the incident were also charged. Harley, the 22-year-old sexual abuser of the 12-year-old who survived his injuries because he got shot in the chest when he made it back inside of the apartment, was later charged with statutory rape, child molestation, and sexual exploitation of a child. His case is still pending. Yeah, this is the shit that I see on the news. Crazy, right? Sad. Damn, there's going to be a lot of mixed emotions about this particular case right here. I'm about to post this on TikTok right now. I don't have it on TikTok now, but it's going up there as soon as I hang up this microphone. Anyway, I'm about to cut this apple pie short and sweet. I do this on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen. This is easy to me. Sometimes I try to do the podcast in other days of the week. I'll be stumbling in my words. It doesn't even matter if I do or not, but I'm going to give you the latest news so you know what's going on in your community. And then the best thing that you can do, especially for me and especially for you, is to follow me on Instagram. I don't be on Instagram like that. I be every now. So, you know what I'm saying? Probably twice a week, something like that. Maybe 3 times a week. And I'll post something more in there. But I'm very active every day on TikTok all the time. Even when I'm at work, I'm going to post something quick. I'm a good editor. I'm fast with the technology. Anyway, all you got to do is follow me on TikTok or follow me on Instagram. All you got to do is type in the search engine is Box Benji. That is BOXBENJI. And you're going to find me, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. All right? That is BOXBENJI. B as in Bob, people. So I'm going to holler at you later on another episode of Thinking Out Loud. Peace.
It's that Harlem night.
Go and turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Go and turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with.
Go and turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights. Party at the bodega. I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho. Head macho, Camacho. Top dog when executive. Owner of the club, president. Property after property. Even got something for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem lights. Popping wheelies on the motorbike.
Harlem.
It's that Harlem light.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with.